The world has a lot to say. It can be hard to cut through the noise and find great audio when you want it. Clamor makes great audio accessible by organizing everything into 18-second highlights. Clamor gives you a personalized power feed of the best information and entertainment in audio. If you discover something that you love, tap to expand the Clamor into full-length music and podcasts. Best of all, you can share Clamors with friends. You can even make your own Clamors, record from scratch, import, or remix other people's Clamors. Clamor brings you the world's best audio, one bite at a time.
Welcome to chilllovaradio.net. Today's show is sponsored by PromoDJ.com, AudioBoom.com, Clamor.com, SBSDesigns.com, Athukar Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC, Open Bar Music, Republic Music NYC.com, VintageSoulSupply.com, DiamondFuse.com, and ManhattanScreenPrint.com. Enjoy the show.
Here at the Light Table, it is our heartfelt intention to speak openly, freely, with an open mind and an open heart about all things explored regarding the human spiritual experience. The content discussed at the Light Table is designed for adults 18 and older, and parental guidance is advised and suggested. Welcome, beloveds, to At the Light Table, where we, the women who hold the light, come together to help guide you through enlightenment with humor and a lot of love. My name is Naomi Lopez. I am your host of The Sacred Calling, along with my co-host, Misty Garcia of Metamusings and Mama Louise of Ask Mama Louise. We are so excited that you have joined us on this beautiful Sunday morning to come together and to discover what it means to come back to you, to return back to you. Welcome, everybody. Welcome in. Please take note of the disclaimer below in the description about our show. Mama Louise, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yes. Welcome, Sugar Puddings. I'm so thrilled to see you all. I am Louise O'Shills, and I am a master intuitive life coach. And I have joined my sisters here at the Light Table because our goal here today is to hold the light in front of you so that you can see the miracle of you. Misty, you go ahead and bring your light too.
Thank you, Mama. So I am Misty Garcia. I am from Medic Musings Podcast, and I bring universal knowledge, information, references, and tools so that you can make the best decision for the next step in your journey on returning back to you.
Wonderful, wonderful. So ladies, is this not just a beautiful, iconic day? I'm so excited. December 4th, the premiere of our first show at the Light Table, right? And also, I was looking on social media that the veterans, right, were traveling to Standing Rock today to stand on solidarity with the water protectors there, which is a very beautiful thing. And one of the things that I had noticed is that they were calling for people around the world to join in prayer with them, correct? So that we can stand in solidarity with them. And think about how powerful that is that when we all come together with a common cause in our heart, in our minds, to stand together for a change in this world, correct? How powerful that is. Have you guys heard about that?
Yes, it is beautiful. It is beautiful. It is a joy that we have decided as human beings that we're going to shift our way of being with one another, that we're going to deal with one another in compassion and love. And so, yes, we're thrilled that we're all taking on this action to love more.
And beloved, what a beautiful day for us to have our first show. So very excited. Do we have some listeners tuning in with us? If you are, I would live on the YouTube channel, I would like to say hello and welcome in. Please let us know who you are. And Misty, can you let us know a little bit about yourself, sister? Or did we already do that?
But I am super excited about this being our first show and coming together here at the Light Table and talking about returning back to you, because I think it's a super important topic right now. So welcome.
So, what do you think that your, what does that mean to you when you hear the returning back to you? Like, what does that speak for you?
Well, I would say the buzzword right now is awakening, or my feeling on that though is it's remembering who you are, because it's not like we're awakening to something new or we're discovering a new part of ourselves. It's actually been within us the entire time. We were born with this information. We were born with these intuitive gifts, and we are just remembering now.
Yeah. And Misty, I love that you say that, because in my work, the work that I do with the Sacred Calling, is that my purpose is to help people remember who they are, right? Because that is the important thing. The important thing is for us, because we are spiritual beings. I always say this, people who work with me hear me say this all the time. We are spiritual beings just experiencing a human experience, right? We spend so much time in our human conscious mind frame of I am this man or woman, I do this job, I have this family, and this is defines who I am. And then we come to a moment in time where we have a little spark and we're like, there's something more here, right? I feel like there's some kind of greater purpose here. And some people are, I would say, blessed enough, lucky enough to have that early on in their life because they're born into a family that kind of is very spiritual in some way. Other people, it takes them a while to kind of get that spark. Or, for example, in my case, I was born into a spiritual family from the beginning, and I developed my own connection with a higher being throughout my life. And then as I became an adult, I realized that there was something else that was pulling at my soul to change, right? So I had to actually remember who I really was, not accept only what I was told I was as a human who had to connect with this higher being in a certain way. Does that make sense, Mama?
Yes, it does. It makes plenty of sense. And it allows you to decide that I'm so much more than what people say that I am. And so it uplifts you to do more about what it is that you really want to do. You're not caught in a box being limited. Once you return to the majesty of you and you recall how majestic you really are, when you look at you went through all of these developmental stages to become this thinking being that has created ever since, you know? And so when we're talking about the awakening and the return, it's to go back even to the womb to realize how much of a miracle you've been before you can even literally speak. Misty, how do you feel about that?
That's beautiful. And I totally agree that we, as we grow in this society, I feel that it's almost our nature to, as our parents and our school teachers, to teach us not to tap into that part of ourselves because it's a little taboo. So as we grow, it's almost like we kind of put that part of ourselves on a shelf, you know, put it away. And we start to kind of be part of this society. And that part of ourself is seen a little woo-woo or weird. So we start to feel disconnected, feel alone, feel isolated. And returning back to you is, you know, remembering that part of yourself and taking that self, that's part of yourself, back off the shelf and reincorporating it into your heart. And that is how we feel connected. That is how we remember that we are all one human race and we're all connected together. So we don't have to feel alone and we don't have to feel, you know, woo-woo.
Misty, I love how you say that word, woo-woo. Okay, let's just put it here on the Light Table, ladies. All right. So many of us, especially those who are drawn to listen to our podcast, have a longing to of something more, like I said, than what they were taught growing up in their own spiritual practice, whatever it is around the world. Maybe there's something more that they're longing for. For those listeners that we have here in the United States, the idea of talking about the spiritual plane or experiences that we might have that we would consider not quote unquote normal, that is very taboo and it's not talked about, right? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times what I have found, especially when working with my clients, when they want to learn how to develop their gifts and start to maybe use their gifts to help other people, they are concerned about, first and foremost, why what other people are going to think, right? What their the spouse is going to think, what the friends are going to think, what their family is going to think. This is a very, very, very common issue and a very common concern that a lot of my clients here in the United States have shared. Mama, can you speak to that? Have you experienced that in your own journey?
Well, exactly. Yes. For that we are speaking of, again, is to the return of you, you know? And so in my own journey, you grow up going towards the social norms. We all do. Our parents are even programmed and set up and designed to teach us the social norm. But then some of our families are not, because they keep the tradition of culture and of nature and of the tides of the tribe. The joy that I experienced was the connection with the tribe, which is the community, the auntie in the neighborhood, the grandmother in the neighborhood, the Mr. So-and-so. But all of these people were around to teach me how to really tune into me and what was significant about me growing up as a child. So I was not limited to just only the face of what society says, but there were people in my life to say, no, no, that's not true. And this is your truth. Your truth is that you are a miracle, that you can do anything that you put your mind to. And so it's important that even we spread that around to other adults who are coming up in the social norm. And this is an international social norm that we all as humans are impacted by. So I'm saying to you all, take off, unleash yourself. Take off the curtains of placing you into a box of just a human and unleash the miracle that came with you when you were born. What do you think, Misty?
That's beautiful, Mama. I love how you put that. And I think there is usually a time in our lives that either triggers this awakening or this returning back to you, or it almost redirects your path to go back to yourself and return back to you. So I kind of want to ask you, Naomi, what is something that happened in your life that kind of redirected you? I know you said that you had grown up in a spiritual family or in a religious family, but what kind of directed you to more of a spiritual path?
Oh my goodness. You know, I just started to feel like what I was getting when I would go to church was almost capped, right? I have, since a child, been, to me, going to church was not just doing something on Sunday. I was very involved. I was involved in ministry. I had very prophetic dreams. My father also spoke to me of the prophetic dreams he would have. I was very much encouraged to kind of listen to the voice of God and do something about it, right? So as I became an adult and got married, had my own family, I just wasn't feeling filled. My cup wasn't filled anymore. When I was going to church or doing the spiritual practices that I had been doing my whole life. So I've always been very in tune with God or the higher being or whatever you want to call it. I've always been very in tune. So I just knew that I had to kind of put a pause on it. Then I started to experience things. So I started to experience connecting with the different types of energies that was more than just maybe what you would say is the voice of God. And so I just wanted to just kind of explore that more. I live in Colorado, and here we have where I live, there is a high population of metaphysical type healers. And my friend introduced me to an energy healer. So I went to go see her. And during that session, this is an interesting story. This is really what did it for me, actually. During that session, I could feel like 7 people came in the room, and I even opened my eyes and I kind of looked over there to the side, you know, and of course no one was there. And I said, wow, I can actually feel like this room is filled with 7 people. And then I could feel my grandmother, who had passed away 2 years before, sitting at my head. And I was like, wow, that's my grandmother. So I just said, hi, grandma, you know, and I had a beautiful healing session. At the end of the session, the woman who was doing the healing on me told me that there was a lot of people there with me. And I told her, I said, yeah, I felt like 1.7 people walked in the room. She says, yeah, there was a lot of people. She goes, and there was a grandmother figure at your head. And I said, oh my gosh, this is real, right? So go home, just in awe of this experience that I had, a very real experience. And I was a little concerned because that thing in the back of my head that says, if you seek out things other than what you're taught in church, then it is not of God, or that is not what you, that is not what your spirit's supposed to be doing. I decided to ask my grandmother, you know, I decided to ask her, like, is this, you know, why did you come to me? And I heard her say, so when I say heard, I don't mean that I heard it audibly in my ear. I mean that the knowledge of it just comes to my mind. Now, granted, today I know that that is my gift and that's how I receive messages for other people when I'm guiding them. At the time, I was kind of figuring that out, right? And I heard her say, well, I'm here on the other side and I'm telling you that you're on the right path. And I felt that if my grandmother was telling me that, then I could, I felt a peace come over me. Right? And I felt like that was okay. So the reason why I felt like my grandmother telling me that was okay is because she was like the sternest Baptist Christian woman that I had ever known, right? And it, to the point that when I got married, she said, you're having a champagne toast at your wedding? And I said, yes, Grandma, I am. She goes, well, then you're not a Christian, you know? And I'm like, well, okay, I just wanted to say cheers, you know? I mean, she didn't listen to music, you know, she was a beautiful, and my grandmother and I had the closest bond. Come to find out after the fact, my family, my extended family on both sides, my father's side and my mother's side, we're a Hispanic family, right? So we have like a million cousins. We don't talk about it, but many of us have what we would call these spiritual gifts. My grandmother herself could predict when things would happen. She would say, oh my goodness, there's going to be an accident out front of the house. And boom, an accident 2 seconds later, come in, use our phone, call 911. I mean, these are the stories that no one told me until after the fact, until I started speaking up and saying, there's something going on here that is bigger than myself or bigger than my understanding of who I was, right? So that's just that was an event that happened that allowed me to say, okay, I am okay with this. And then after that, what I started to do is I started to tap into my spirit and I said, okay, which spiritual practice besides what I already have experience with do I want to start studying or learn more about? And then it just went back into my Native American heritage, and that part of my spirit just boom blossomed out. And so I started to study the spiritual beliefs of my heritage there as well. And now here I sit. That's a story that is mine. What about you, Mama?
Here, before I get into my grand story of how I returned to my awakening, I want to welcome our live guest. Thank you so much for coming, Marcalia, everyone, Clara Rubin, my Shaka Wanda, Jason, everyone. And I want to ask you the question, Kimmy Indigo, welcome. We want you to put into the chat, our live viewers, what was your awakening? And what do you want to do with your gifts now? Because we wish for you to come to the show because we want to celebrate what it is you're discovering about you. And collectively, we want to lift the vibration higher than it's ever been lifted before here at the Light Table on behalf of you too. So while Mama is giving her description of her awakening, Elisa, welcome. Please, we invite you to put into the chat how you awakened. How did it feel? And what are you going to do now? And this is also available for our podcast listeners. Take this time to think about your awakening too. Yeah. Here I am, Mama Louise. And my awakening really has been with me all of my life. I have been like this since I was a little girl. And because my aunts and my mom were all open to the world of the universe, they talk mostly not only of religion, but of nature and spiritual gifts. I've heard about it and seen it all my life. But when it had its greatest impact upon me, really, was when the death of my son. So that I saw that here's someone that I took care of from a little baby, you know, and changed pampers and watched the teeth come out and watched the teeth come in and watch him grow into a grown man. And then one day his life does no longer exist. And that was a major turning point to me about life and life on the other side, huh? When it's time to make transition. And so it made me realize at its deepest core, how important for it was for me to encapsulate it all, this thing called life. You know, that was an awakening for me. And that's where I derived my concept that I use all the time. I am a miracle. Because it was at that time that I really realized the power of the miracle of life. And I said to myself, well, what if I tell everybody else that they're a miracle? Maybe then, if I infuse the thought into every living being that they're a miracle, we would treat each other differently. And maybe it would save someone else's mother, father, cousin from losing a loved one, because the human being will now think, I cannot take a life of another. Why? Because that person is a miracle. Though it was a transition that came during a very painful time in my life, it is now incorporated as a bright light. This concept that I have at my heart, that everything and everyone is a miracle. So I'm grateful for the process. I'm grateful and excited for the transition. I'm grateful for the light that came through the universe, others for more. How about you, Misty? How do you feel about that, lady?
Thank you so much for sharing your journeys, ladies. They're both beautiful and very powerful stories. So I'm really thankful that you shared that with everybody. And I know that in the chat room, they're also mentioning that it's so exciting and really powerful to hear your story. So thank you. For me, I, as a young girl, would experience things. So, you know, as a very young child, I would feel things in my room at night. I would experience knowing things and feeling things. But as I grew up, it was kind of seen as, like I said, taboo. So I kind of shut that part of myself down and I became very disconnected with that part of myself. And I did grow up in a Christian family, and I went to a Christian school, and I was very involved in the church. And that was something that I did connect with. I've always connected with God, and, you know, I've always had that connection with Him. But the spiritual gifts, as they would say, I kind of shut those down because I was seen as bad. I shouldn't be messing with that. And as I grew up, I felt very, very lonely and disconnected. And the thing that actually kickstarted me into remembering who I am and returning back to myself was the death of my grandmother. So I was very, very close to her, and she was very in tune. She used to talk about my grandfather visiting all the time, and I'd be like, that's creepy, Grandma. I don't want to hear about that. Please don't tell me he's in the bedroom. I don't want to know. The one opening the refrigerator door, come on. And so when she passed away, I was able to go. She donated her body, so there was not like a viewing or a funeral, but I was able to go to hospice and say goodbye to her right after she passed. And when I walked in, it was alone. There was nobody in the room, and I actually saw her spirit floating above her body. And
wow.
For me, I had not actually experienced seeing something like that. And immediately I thought, oh, I've then lost my mind. Now I'm seeing stuff. What is going on? Like, I can't handle this right now. So, you know, I said my goodbyes, and I had that image in my mind. But then she would start visiting me. And then I really thought I was losing my mind. I was like, oh, Lord, she's here again. I'm trying to go to sleep, and she's, you know, and I could feel her. So I, like you, Naomi, I started talking to her and asking questions, which led me into researching different things. And shortly after that, my brother-in-law passed away, and he started visiting as well. So I soon very quickly learned that there is a spirit realm, and that it's not crazy. And, you know, the validation that came from my brother-in-law to his family was what I needed to realize that it was real. It wasn't just my imagination. So that is how I started on this journey.
Wow, beloved Misty, that is so amazing. My goodness. You know, it's funny that you and I have known each other for a while, and I didn't know that we had that same connection with our grandmother, right? I wanna go ahead and comment with some of, and engage with some of our live viewers right now in the chat there. We have Frito Nevades, who says that his awakening story, or when he started to realize that there was something more going on, it was a lot similar to my story, he said in there. And then Collier says that she has, as she was growing up, she could feel, smell, and see spirit. So what I have found in my work with people that come to me and say, you know, I know there's something out there, help me figure this stuff out, they all say that they have these moments, and who do they have to talk to? Very few people, correct? Mm-hmm. When we go to work and we have this great opportunity for advancement, we call everyone up and we talk about it, you know? When we are in a relationship and they ask us to marry them or something like that, we call everybody else and tell them about it. But when these beautiful, life-changing experiences that we become aware of who we are as these powerful spiritual beings, we don't feel like we have anybody to talk to about it, correct? Mm-hmm. That is one of the reasons why I was led by Spirit to create the At the Light Table Forum here with all of you, so that you can hear that you are not alone, that you are beautiful. The way that you experience your spirit physically through your body, through the senses that we are aware of, our vision, our hearing, our taste, our smell, our feeling, and in our mind, the way that we think, that is part of how your body is trying to get a hold of your spirit and say, pay attention. Does that make sense, ladies? I would like to invite right now the people in the chat room to go ahead and put in there something that they feel is one of their quote-unquote gifts. And I would like for us to talk about quote-unquote gifts. Mama Louise, could you speak a little bit about when we say someone has a gift, a lot of us say, oh, well, then only those special few, you know, have the gift. And, you know, they're the ones who are gifted. That word inherently says it's a few, correct? But I believe that all of us ladies here at the Light Table believe that all of us have this ability. Why? Because we are spiritual beings. And it is our hope that we can help to guide you to remember that you are yourself beautiful and powerful. Mama, please share what you think about that, sister.
Naomi, I'm going to answer a quick question in the chat. And it says, I want to engage. Do I need a dramatic life experience to connect, or is there a more proactive way to do it? And the answer to that is you do not need a dramatic experience, because you have been born this way. Every human being is. And so you're only remembering how it feels. When we talk about gifts, gifts are feelings. For example, when you feel like something is not right when you walk into the room, that is your spiritual knowing saying you're not safe. It's really that simple. It's not as big as people make it out to be. It's that easy. That is your gift. That came with you in the DNA. And so when we want to talk about tapping into gifts, when you came into the womb, you are one out of 500 million, okay? 500 million, 500 million sperm came up to this one egg, and in this one egg, only one to create you. That is a medical fact. And so we want you to understand just how majestic you are and just how gifted you are in that one experience. That one experience that every human being is the thing that breaks the barrier of making us different, because not one human being comes to this planet without that experience. Do you understand, everyone? Can I get I understand in the comment section? So I'm going to repeat it. That's how gifted you are. You're one of over 500 million and more. That's just in the conception process. That's just in the connecting of the egg, huh? We're not talking about the way you rooted up and traveled up to the womb and became implanted and stayed. So we're asking you to stop looking, stop searching for why am I this way, or how did I become that way? There's no need to search. That one experience you as a gift, as a medical miracle that cannot be disputed. And so once you developed in that womb and set in your mind that no human being could determine, and then you came. All of these organs and lungs and fingers and nose and eyes and all that you're made of. If you, as an adult, would just sit and look at yourself, you will see the miracle in you. You will see the gifts. So I hope that I've explained it in a way that you can understand that your existence is the gift. What do you think about that, Misty?
That's amazing. Woo! We made it. We're in bodies, you guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome. So in regards to spiritual gifts, is that what we were talking about? Because I'm all over here. We're 1 in 500 million. Woo!
Right. Well, you know, yes. Missy, I do want to say, excuse me, sister, for interrupting, but Henry Rivera in the chat says that we are an expression of love just by existing, right?
Yeah.
And like you said, and Jessica in the chat says, 1 in 500 million equals a miracle. In response to that question from our viewer, you know, do we have to have this big, explosive, dynamic experience to have an awakening? Of course not, no, because the explosive experience that you had already was the fact that you even exist. There are so we're talking about two different things, right, Missy? We're talking about the fact that some people are kind of pushed in to a spiritual awakening by an experience that they have or a change, right? This happens when we go through any type of trauma or huge change in our life. That is a precipice in life where a lot of people start to think differently about the way things are going in their life. So that can happen. And that was the experience with you and I, correct? And with Mama as well. But there are a lot of people where their awakening process, we should say, is a gradual thing. And it's not that anyone is greater than the other. And I love the way that Mama went ahead and mentioned the fact that we are miracles just by existing. Misty, what do you think about the fact that we are coming back to ourselves to discover who we are on two different levels, correct? Because we spend most of our life being just human, just thinking about things that are presented to us in our human life. And it isn't until we start to think about more esoteric type things or spiritual type things that we start to kind of question a lot of what our reality is. Right, sister?
Yes. So you're wanting to touch on the esoteric part of ourselves? Is that what we're...
Sure. Go right ahead, sister. Whatever it is that you think.
I do feel that a lot of us wonder what else is out there, right? I, myself, can remember multiple times staring up at the stars and feeling homesick, or, you know, wondering what else is out there. Like, there's not really possible that this is all that there is, that this is it. You know what I mean? I feel like our spirit and our soul is eternal, you know, and it changes and it goes to many different levels and dimensions, however you want to put it. So that, I think, starts to happen as well when we're returning back to us. We're like feeling that there's something so much more, there's something so much greater than us, and we are wanting and longing to connect with that. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
Absolutely it does. And you know, I want to respond to one of the comments in the chat. It states that I understand I'm not sure what my gifts are. I'm still figuring that out. I do believe I am here to help others heal, and I am big on energy. Perhaps the gifts reside there. And I promise you, sugar, you have answered your own question. Yes, the gifts reside exactly within what you love to do. Make sure everybody gets this clear on the podcast and get it live. What you love to do that makes you feel good, puts a smile in someone's heart, is your gift. That's your gift. It's just that easy. It's so smooth sailing. You're just listening to yourself. You are listening to the sensors, remember, that came in the room with you. You realize you came at this bundle of joy. That's why they say a human being is such a bundle of joy. Why? Because you have a bundle of sensors that came to make you aware of color, light, feelings. All of this is in tune with you. Once you start to tear away the layers of this being a mystery, that you're something different, and come into the miracle of you, then you begin to realize, I can turn off what society has said about me. I really can. No, I'm much bigger than that, and it's a scientific proof. So tap into what you love, what makes you feel good, and what gives someone else an uplift in life, and therefore you will be able to verbally say, this is my gift. So for my viewer that says, I want you to say to yourself and everyone everyone else in the room. My gift is energy. Claim it out. Put in the chat, what's your gift? Because we're going to shout out your gift. And this is for the podcast listeners as well. At this very moment that you hear this live stream, shout it out. Claim it. What is your gift? And once you put it in the live chat, we're going to shout it out and vibrate on it with you. What do you think about that, Naomi?
That is beautiful, sister. And I want to say, let's just put it out there on the table, right? That's why we're here at the light table. I see a lot of questions coming up in the live chat. And this is a question that everybody always asks. Okay, so what do I do now? I know that I have awakened to something greater than myself. I feel that maybe this might be my gift. I feel like I have the propensity to know things before they happen. X, Y, Z, correct? So what do I do about it then? I'm going to give everybody listening right now a little assignment that you can do. It's very simple, and it'll help you to have faith in yourself to say, I can access those answers, correct? I want to go back to this statement. You are a powerful spiritual being only experiencing a human existence in this now, right? That is truth. You are not just who you think you are in this time and space. You are much more than that, okay? Once you can grasp a hold and claim that to be truth for yourself, then anything that you set out to learn or do is possible. And that is because you are acknowledging who you are. So let's go ahead and give two quick examples. One of them will start with Mama's example about you just feel something, right? So I am someone who feels like someone is going to call me before they call. I am also someone who feels like I shouldn't go down that road. I should take another road. And then I find out on the news later there was a bad accident. I am someone who notices that I'm always feeling something's going to happen. And then after the fact, I notice. So why don't you just start claiming that that is a gift that is strong right now? I say strong right now, brothers and sisters out there listening, because we all have the gift to connect with the highest part of ourselves and with spirit in very real ways. Right? It's just that we choose to acknowledge 1, 2, 3, or all of them. So if you're only going to acknowledge one, then that's the only one that's going to be coming real in your life every moment. If you choose to acknowledge all of the ways that you can sense spirit, then that will be who you are. So this is your exercise. You're someone who feels things. You sit down, you get a piece of paper and a pen, and you say, okay, highest self, spirit, God, grandma, ET guide, animal guide spirits, whoever you want to connect with, right? You sit down and that's what I call acknowledgement. You say, I am here and I want to feel what you want me to feel. Communicate with me. And then let's say all of a sudden you just start to feel tingling running up and down your body. Write it down. I feel tingling. You're going to write down every single thing that you are feeling. I feel, maybe you'll start to well up with tears and you just want to cry. Allow that to go through you, right? And then you're going to have a thought that will come to you. Most often it comes as a thought. Sometimes it'll come as a vision. You might see something. If you're seeing something, write it down. If you have this thought like, wow, there's a lot of people in pain around the earth right now, then you write it down. Those are the things that you just need to trust is happening, correct? Then after you've written it down, then you can come back to it later. Keep a journal. And that is one of the things that I did in my spiritual awakening. I would sit down and I would connect with spirit. So one of my strongest gifts is hearing cognitively, not through my ears, but cognitively, I hear spirit talking to me. So I said, I want to connect with you guides and I want to know who you are. And then I started to hear pink river. I started to hear huila, different things like that. And I started to write it down. It made no sense to me. Right temple on the left. I'm like, what the heck? Do not think it away, brothers and sisters listening. Do not think it away. Trust yourself. Okay, write it down. It came for me about 1 to 2 years later, anywhere from a couple of days to 2 years later. I go back and I saw that something that was given to me instinctively, intuitively, that I wrote down in my journal came to pass even 2 years later. When that happens to you, you're like, wow, wow, I am truly connected. And you start to believe and trust yourself, correct? You start to trust that you have the ability to express yourself. I'm going to say it like that, to express yourself as the strong spiritual being that you are, not only to connect, right? My hope is that all of you will realize that it's not just about you connecting, because in reality, brothers and sisters, we are not separate from spirit. We are spirit. So that's a very powerful statement that I want you all to accept to be your truth. You are not only going to connect with the spiritual part of yourself, you are literally going to become the spiritual part of yourself. Right, beloved?
Beautiful. Yes, absolutely. And I love how you were talking about the journal, because that's something that I did for myself in my journey. And a lot of people in the beginning want to know, how do I connect with my guides? How do I know that they're there? How do I know what I'm getting is real? So I did kind of like a confirmation journal. And I asked my guides, I said, you know, if you're really here, show me something. And the initial one was a pine cone. And it was like 4 or 5 days. And it was in a time when pine cones were not, you know, it was in a season where pine cones were not around. That's why I picked that. And I was researching something online, and it pulled up things like the Taj Mahal and that part of the country, saying that the tops of the buildings were created to look like pine cones, which was part of the way of the pineal gland being represented as a pine cone as well. And
correct.
It took me away. So mm-hmm. I continued to do that. And keeping it in a journal is really nice as well, because then you can go back when you're feeling, I'm not connected. I don't feel connected to spirit. I'm kind of steering off. You can go back to this journal and go through it and be like, wow, you remember when this happened? This is amazing. And it kind of like lifts you up into remembering, no, I am connected. I'm just, you know, forgetting it again, because that happens sometimes.
And Misty, I do want to, sorry, Mama.
No worries. I wanted to check in and let you know all that in the chat, when we ask the question for our live viewers to put in what their gifts are, we have Carl Yamar who says, I am pure light of healing energy. Phenomenal. You see, you're speaking it out. We have another viewer who says, energy healer, to heal where I may have needed that same help in my own life. That's Jason. And it's definitely time for that beautiful soul to leap forward and use the gift. There's one viewer who says, I feel emotions and energy of others. I can read thoughts of others. I can envision channeling and combining of energy. I transfer energy. I have not developed these gifts consistently. And that's okay, because life is about the process. So you don't want to try to grab all to the whole basket at one time. Allow. It's the art of allowing. Allow what information to come in of life experiences so that you can grow into it more. What do you think about that, Naomi?
You're right. You're exactly right. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because I saw that comment in the chat, and I wanted to point this out, that in that comment, right, when someone says that I am XYZ and they're claiming their gift, and then they demean it in a way by saying, but, you know, I'm not really that good at it, or I don't really, you know, I used to be me. I really don't do that. You don't really need to accept that to be your truth, because it can just be an everyday development process, right? For example, I'm going to talk about, and I'm going to put on the light table, sisters. I'm going to put on the light table about how frequent there are signs abound all around us that if we just become aware, if we just stop and pay attention, we will see spirit talking to us, our spirit calling to us through our other spiritual creatures on this earth, right? Or through our other brothers and sisters on this earth, that we are one with all of them. So for example, I'm looking outside my window right now, and I see the beautiful birds out there. There was a time where I started to notice hawks flying around all the time. And I said, this is at the beginning stages of my new spirituality, my new awakening in my spirituality. And so I did what Misty suggested. I went online and I just looked up Hawk Spiritual Guide. And there's so much information out there. I started to get books on the signs and symbols of animal totems, numbers, repeating numbers. A lot of people say that they keep seeing repeating numbers. There are tools out there to help you understand the messages that are coming to you. So in that way, your life becomes an awareness of who you're becoming, right? That's kind of redundant, but your life becomes an awareness of who you are becoming. Your goal is to become who you were meant to be on this earth in a fulfilled way. But that doesn't mean that you ever stop growing. The moment that you think that you know it all, or that you've learned everything, or that you've elevated yourself spiritually to a certain peak level, that is the moment where spirit stops using you in the way that you want to be used. Because everybody knows that the wisest teacher knows that they know nothing, right? So it's always going to be a process. And I just want to encourage everybody out there to do two things. Acknowledge and honor yourself for what you do know and what you do feel and how connected you do feel. And acknowledge yourself in that process and continue to be active in understanding the messages that are coming to you. Continue to be active in demonstrating your gifts with others, right? Because it is in the doing, it is in the action of whatever spirit is bringing to your attention that you start to learn that you have the ability to connect and to express yourself in the way that your spirit really wants you to be, right? Does that make sense, sisters?
Yes.
It truly does. Misty, what do you think?
I think that that is beautiful, the way that you express that. And I want to say also that when we get out of our own way and just say yes, so a lot of what she's saying is saying acknowledging and the action, inspired action. But a lot of times we get in our own way and that our mind steps in and says, oh no, well, you know, we can't do that because so-and-so is going to think this about me, or it might have bad repercussions on me or my family. Or, you know, if these things come in, and if you sit back a while and look at the bigger picture, you'll realize that none of those things are really a reality. But in the moment, it's a very real experience for us. And those thoughts that come in are there to halt our spiritual growth. They're there to halt the wonderful things that we're here to bring to the world. And just acknowledging, saying yes, and then getting out of our own way will literally open doors and open paths that are just there for you. And that is something, when you return back to yourself, that you're going to realize. Just getting out of your own way will literally roll out the red carpet, because spirit wants you to succeed. They want you to bring your gifts to this world, because that's what you're here to do. You're here to teach others. You're here to lift other people up, and you're here to teach them that it's okay to be who they are.
Oh, Misty, I love that you said that. And we have a comment from Henry in the chat, and he says, the art of allowing is what we really need to focus on, because trying is only half of the equation. And that is a beautiful, beautiful thought to have, an awareness to have, is that there's, when we start to learn anything, right, we start to try, all right? So when we're children, we know that we're supposed to walk around instinctively, right? Because it is programmed in our DNA that we are supposed to walk. So what do we do as children? At a certain point, we become awakened to the fact that we need to start trying to walk, correct? So you start trying to walk, all right? You fall down, you get down, you get back up, you fall down, you get back up. What do we have there, and who do we have there helping us learn how to walk? Adult humans, right? So in our spiritual life, it could be the same way. We come to a point where instinctively, because it is written in our DNA, we want to connect to a bigger part of ourselves, spiritual part of ourselves. And we start to try to connect. We start to get a few steps and then we fall down. We try again and we fall down. And who do we have there helping us lead the way? Our advanced spiritual parents, or spiritual guides is what is the buzzword that everyone says. You know, reach out to your guides, angels, God, whatever. So there are those examples showing us what we need to do. But there becomes a point as a human child where you start to just allow yourself to walk. And that's because you have muscle memory, right? Your body is starting to try. And then all of a sudden there becomes a point where it just knows what to do. And then the rest of your life, you're walking around and you don't even think about it. You don't think twice about it, because you have literally become who you were supposed to be, a walking human. And in spirituality, that it mirrors that. Everything on the human physical plane is mirroring what is true in in the spiritual plane. That is my belief. So there is a point where you have to tell yourself, okay, you have to try to connect, and then you have to surrender and just allow yourself to be who you are. Misty, can you please so wonderfully describe to us that moment where you just surrendered?
Yeah, okay.
Because this is a powerful story, sister.
It is a powerful story. And it actually just happened not too long ago, fairly recently. I was contacted from a dear friend of mine who does paranormal investigations. So she has equipment to go into homes and, measure energies and shifts in the energy in a home to see if there are entities or whatever there. And she contacted me about a family who had a loved one pass away, and she said that it was a very emotional thing for this family, and she thought that it would be great if I could come and do a reading for them. So I said yes, and immediately I started getting messages from their loved one to confirm that this is, what I should be doing, that I was on the right path. So I show up, and I'm expecting that it's going to be my friend and her equipment, and that it's going to be the wife of this person who passed away and the person's mother. So approximately like 3 or 4 people at the most. And I walked in and there was 25 people. And I was like, oh, hi. And if you guys know me, you probably wouldn't be able to tell right now, but a couple years ago, I have severe social anxiety. I did not like talking in front of people. If you would have asked me to get in front of 25 people and do a reading, I probably would have just passed out. You would have had to like drag me out on a stretcher, and I wouldn't have woken up for like 2 days. So the whole time I was driving to this house, I was praying. I was saying, please guide me in what I need to say and what I need to do. And I asked that they take my fears and my anxiety and put it to the side so that the messages could come through. And the amazing thing was, is when I walked in and I saw these 25 people, not one time was I scared or did I have anxiety, because I had already said yes. I had gotten out of my own way. I knew that this was what I was here to do. I had a job to do, and there was no fear and no anxiety. I was there for 4 hours connecting with their loved one. And not only did he confirm for them in the very beginning some really powerful information so that they knew that it was their loved one and their husband and their son coming through, he had messages for everyone. And he was also confirming with the equipment. So we set up 2 flashlights in the upstairs bathroom, or not the bathroom, the bedroom. That would have been kind of cramped. We were in the bedroom. And we had them on downstairs too, but during the whole session, the lights never flickered on or off downstairs, but I got this feeling that we needed to go up to the bedroom. And we were in there, the lights were there, and the family would ask questions, and then I would answer what I was getting from him and from the spirit realm of what he was saying. And the flashlights were turning on and off by themselves, confirming what he was saying. So one was for yes and one was for no. And then I would answer when they asked a question, and then the flashlight would turn on or off depending on what the answer was. So it was a huge validation for the family, and not only in a verbal sense of me speaking what he was saying, but in an actual visual sense, because we're seeing this equipment working right before our eyes. It was pretty powerful.
So Misty, would you say that your ability to connect with their loved one who had passed on was anything that you did?
No, what happens is you become a clear channel, right? So you do the work to make yourself a clear vibrational channel so spirit can come through you. Because you as me, Misty Garcia, the human, didn't really do anything. I was just there to give the message from spirit. Spirit came through me and was able to give these people what they needed to heal and move forward.
So essentially, Misty, what you're saying is that you just said yes, correct? Like you said, yes. You got out of your own way and you said yes. And once you do that, then your spirit can kind of take over. So yes. You stop thinking about it, writing yourself away, and you stop feeling the anxiety and the fear, and you just step up into your power as a spiritual being and do what spirit calls you to do, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And it can be done in any way. I mean, artists, dancers, performers, all of these people are doing that. They're just saying yes,
That's right. Mama, do you have an experience that you can share with us of maybe when you just said yes and you got out of your own way?
Yes. And I just said yes because of all of you. By going live stream myself, I was hiding because I really never wanted anyone to discover me. I'm well aware of my abilities. I'm well aware of my gift to raise energy, to feel, to see, and to hear. And so I wanted to hide so that only people who were experiencing trauma would find me, and we'd have our quiet space together on live stream where I could help them heal. But it didn't work out that way. I still got discovered in the middle of the night, and instantly I just got smoked out, right? Where, you know, Chill Lover Radio discovered me at 2-3:30 in the morning when I was hiding and made it so that I was on radio talk show where I couldn't hide anymore. And then the young people in the live streaming platform started to say, oh, mama, you have to come out in the daytime now. And I was like, oh, no, don't make me do it. But that's when I surrendered. And I said, I cannot hide anymore. This is a gift that should not be hidden. It's a gift that heals. It's the gift that brings peace. It's the gift that brings joy. So I am officially out of hiding. And I have officially surrendered, honestly, because of all you. What do you think? What do you feel about that, Naomi? Because that is my truth.
I am so excited that you got smoked out.
I did, literally.
Because it has been such a pleasure to work with you, and especially now on this new, beautiful project that we are embarking on. And so I'm so glad that Chill Lover Radio smoked you out, sister. I want to mention another powerful story. I like powerful stories. So we've been talking a little bit about how everyone has their unique gifts, right? Misty shared her story about how when she realized that she had the gift to connect with spirit, for spirits who had passed on, to help the loved ones heal back here on the earth plane. And so she started to say yes and started to work with people to do that. She was met with a situation where she just literally had to totally surrender because she had already committed to the cause, correct? Mama described her experience where she has this ability to imbue love and spread it out and literally change the vibrations of those she comes in contact with just based on how she radiates her light and her love from her body. And so Spirit said, we're not going to let you do it in private anymore because we need you out here, correct? So there is, and then Misty also mentioned how everybody is doing it at all times. You all have a gift, whether it is making music, writing, teaching your children, cooking, cleaning, like that is all the way that you express your gift. And it can be bigger things like connecting with spirit, channeling messages and things like that. I'm going to share with you a story that happened to me when I just got out of the way live, the same situation that happened to Misty. And then I saw what happened. And as a matter of fact, one of the women that I'm going to speak about today is here live with us on our chat. Jahani, I love you very much and thank you for joining us. So I also broadcast live on Periscope, and one day I just jumped on. I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I listened to Spirit, and Spirit had told me there was this woman who kept coming in talking about her boyfriend who was in another country who was in a bad accident. So Spirit told me, you are going to work with her. So I said, okay. Did I know what I'm doing? No, I didn't know what I was going to do. I just said yes, correct? So I heard Spirit say, I asked her, what's going on with your boyfriend? She said, he's in a coma and I cannot talk with him because he is in another country and I'm just so worried about him. So I heard Spirit say, all right, you're going to help her connect spiritually to her boyfriend who's in another country in a coma. Now, if I would have thought from my human mind, is that possible? That's crazy. I would have said, no, that's not possible. And this story that I'm about to tell you would not have happened. But I did not do that because I trusted Spirit working through me, because I had come to the point where I stopped trying and I just started to allow Spirit to move through me. correct? So I said, all right, this is what we're going to do. I want you to connect with me. Can you feel me energetically? She said, yes, I can feel you. I said, okay. And then I could connect with her boyfriend who was in a coma, which I didn't even know was possible. But I knew, because I trusted myself, that I was connecting with him. I knew that he was not conscious. I mean, he could not speak, but he could hear and know what was going on in his surroundings, but he couldn't communicate with anyone. So, and I don't even remember the details, actually. One of my colleagues, Henry, was there with me as well, and he was helping me with the energetic exchange. And the woman said that she could feel her boyfriend's energy. I knew the connection was there, and then I transmitted a message from him to her. And it was a beautiful experience. A lot of us in the room could feel that energy. So that was that. I said, love you, sister. I hope that served you, and went on to the next person. Did not have any confirmation as to what happened. I just trusted, and I got out of the way, and I did. The next day, she books a private session with me. We get on a call 2 days later. She tells me that her boyfriend had come out of the coma that next day, and she was able to talk to her boyfriend on the phone. Her boyfriend said, I saw you in the room with me. And he was freaked out, right? Because he knows that his girlfriend is in another country. So there's no way she could possibly be there. He told her that he saw her in the room with him. And he also said there was a man and a woman in the room with me as well. I did not know who they were, but they told me, we are here to help you. I'm getting chills right now just speaking this story again, right? I mean, how can we explain in the way that we understand things in the physical plane, in the physical realm, how that happened? I can't explain how that happened either, but I know, because I trusted that higher part of myself that is constantly expressing itself in its full glory of its of my spiritual power, right? I trusted that, and I just did what I was told. And not only was that a beautiful experience for both her and him, but was a beautiful teaching experience for me and my colleague to understand, like, wow, when you get out of your way and you let spirit work through you, or you recognize how powerful you are as a spiritual being, miracles can manifest right in front of our physical eyes. And that is the truth, right? So it is that same type of experience that has led me to accept the truth that when we all gather together in awareness, in consciousness on one specific thing, that we want to see this change in the world, that we want love to be more present in everyone's life, that we want people to be more accepting of each other, that we want people to not lack, but to have what they need. When we all start to focus our energies and prayers and thoughts to that as a collective, like, literally, we are going to be able to make changes on this earth. Correct, ladies?
Absolutely.
So I just want all of our listeners to really take that, those words, and I want you to really accept that to be your truth, because it is my hope through the light table that we can help to guide you to recognize what your specific individual truth is, because it's not all the same, but we all need you. We need Misty to do what she does. We need Mama to do what she does. We need Joe, Sally, Sarah, Mahula. We need all of you guys to do what you do where you're at, so that we can start to be the change that humanity needs for this time and age. So, beloveds, that is my story of a powerful experience. Can we have anyone in the chat room, if you want to share any last words before we kind of wrap up the session? We have some really great announcements that Misty will share with us. But if anyone in the chat room wants to share any last words of encouragement to each other, because we are going to ask you to start to be the light in this world. So Misty, do you want to go ahead and let them know first how they can contact us, and then this other beautiful thing that we're going to be doing?
Yes. So we have something that we're going to call the guidance portal. And this is to email us, to ask questions, any kind of ideas that you would like to be discussed on the show, because that is why we're here. We're here to discuss topics that you guys want to hear about, that you want to know about, and that you want to learn about. So we really encourage you to email us in the at the light table at gmail.com. But you can also use the hashtag guidance portal for ideas or questions that you want to put on our social media. So please feel free to do that. And then the other thing that we want to announce is we're all super excited about it. So we are going to use this as our bucket, and it's going to be called Light Drops in the Bucket. That's the hashtag, Light Drops in the Bucket. And we are each week going to have people send in or hashtag something that you want to do in the world to bring more light to the world. So for myself, just as an example today, and I know Naomi and Mama both have examples that they'd like to share as well. There is something going around right now using safety pin, and people are wearing safety pins, and it is about expressing that you are safe with me. So no matter what your religion is, what your race is, what your beliefs are, how you look, what your sex is, anything, I love you. And you are safe with me. And that's what that safety pin represents. So I have a ton of safety pins. I'm going to print a little card that goes with them. And I'm just going to start handing them out to people. Like, please, you know, wear this, express it, send it to people, give it to someone. So that is my example. And it doesn't have to be big. You would just, in the hashtag, put light drops in the bucket and just put, I am going to pay for someone's coffee today. And then on that, you would just, you know, take a picture of you doing it, or maybe of the receipt, and say, I paid for someone's coffee today. And each week we're going to take the people that have put in this, put in their light drops in the bucket, and we're going to pull a name for a prize. So you can win something in the next weeks to follow. Naomi, do you want to share your light drop in the bucket?
Naomi is going to tune in a few seconds, and Mama is going to take the realm. Because listen, my dear heart, we all can put a drop in the bucket. How about that? Mama's experience of what she's going to do is, I'm crocheting hats to make sure that people can keep their crowns, their intuitive crowns, nice and warm. So please join our Facebook page at The Light Table, because Mama is going to post her hat so that you can see that this is my contribution to making others feel warm all inside. What about you, Naomi?
So what I'm going to do is, I'm not going to be crocheting anything because I don't have that gift. But what I am going to do is, I am going to, for this next week, wherever I go, every single day, I'm going to tell at least one person that I love them, a random person. So if I'm at the store and the cashier is helping me there, I'm going to tell the cashier, I just want you to know that I love you, right? Like, that's kind of, I've never done that before, but I think that people need to hear that they're loved, even from complete strangers. So that is going to be my vow and my light in my light drop in the bucket. So I want to encourage everyone to go to our social media pages, at The Light Table on Facebook, at The Light Table on Instagram, and go ahead and do the hashtag Light Drops in a Bucket. State what it is that you are vowing to do, and then later upload either a video or a comment of what you did and how it felt, and then we will take your name and add it to our drawing. And for our first, Misty, do you have an example of the first gift, or do you not have it with you?
I do. I'll have it here in just a moment.
Okay, go get it so that we can show everybody. What we're going to do is, on our next show that will be in January, we are going to share with you guys what you have shared on social media, what your light drops in a bucket have been, and throughout the month, right? And we're going to pick someone live to win a gift. Then what we will do, once we filled up that vase with, and we're also going to be putting in little markers to show that we are adding to the light bucket. Once that light bucket is filled up, we are going to draw from every entry in there a grand prize winner who is going to win a live reading with all three of us together. So if you want to follow us on Periscope, at The Light Table on Periscope, you can see we get together periodically and do live readings together. And so that will be a little example of what you would get if you win the grand prize. So our first gift for this first month, if you win the live drawing of Light Drops in a Bucket, you will get a beautiful dream catcher from Reiki Womb, Alyssa Danielle from Reiki Womb, Reiki womb, and you will win one of her beautiful dream catchers, and we will contact you and we will send that to you. So that is so wonderful, and I'm so excited that this beautiful sister allowed us to share her gifts with all of you as well.
So
alrighty?
Here's an example of the dream catcher, and I don't believe that it'll be, I'm not sure what color it will be. This is just an example of the one that I have, and it comes with, you know, they're all handmade and they're gorgeous and beautiful. So, and I have one that I've purchased. So just the different examples of her work. It's gorgeous. Super excited about that. Yay.
So excited. And Missy,
podcast viewers, please participate. Once again, for the podcast listeners, once you hear the voice of the women who hold the light at the light table, you too can enter the drawing by at least sending us a note. Email us at thelighttable@gmail.com or go to the light table on Facebook. Once again, at the light table on Facebook, and put in what your drop in your heart community has been. Let us see a picture, even write us a note, and we're going to celebrate you all for everything that you do to help heal humanity, which in essence helps to promote the greatness of the world. What do you think, Naomi, about that one?
That's wonderful. We want to get as many people on board to really become the change that humanity needs. It's up to you and me individually. And as a collective, we can really make a difference in this world. So we hope that you will join us in being a little bit of light every day so that we can start to radiate this big light change in the world right now. So once again, I want to go ahead and encourage you all. If you have any questions for us, you can email us at thelighttable@gmail.com. And also you can hashtag on social media questions to us, guidance portal, and we will be answering your questions live on our next show in January. Also, I want to announce that we will be having guest speakers on our shows in the future. And so please join us on social media as we start to announce who we will be having on as each month progresses. Okay. And let me thank you personally from myself, Naomi Lopez of The Sacred Calling. If you would like to work with me personally, get some guidance onto what it is that your soul and your calling truly is and how to navigate that in your life, you can find me at www.thesacredcalling.com, thesacredcalling.com, and also on Instagram and Facebook, the same, thesacredcalling.com. Mama, can you please share with everyone how they can contact you directly?
Yes, sugars. If you like to work with me and you're ready to move in action, Mama's job is to hold the container as you move steadily in action into what you say you want to do. You can always reach me at AskMamaLouise.com on my website, www.AskMamaLouise.com, or you can reach out to me on all social media under Ask Mama Louise on Instagram and on Facebook. Sugars, we believe in the miracle of you. Come and let us support you, uplift your dreams true. Misty, how can they locate you, dear?
Yes, absolutely. So I am at metamusings.com, and you can also find me on Instagram at metamusings. It's metamusings. And you can find my previous podcasts on there. You can find new things that I'm doing. But just remember that this is a community to help you feel loved, to help you feel wanted, and help you feel safe in growing and returning back to you. So I'm so glad that you all joined us today. Thank you.
So remember, everybody, to stay curious,
then never forget. Hold on to this like you never heard before. Remember that you are love and that you can move forward and infuse love.
And to remember to be the you that only you can be.
Thank you for joining us, everybody. We love you so much and have a beautiful, blessed day. We'll see you later. Bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.